Mr. Brian Byrne has flown in specially. Well, he hasn't, but he's here, and that's what matters. And I want to have a chat with him. Will you stand by while we have a little tune? I think so.
Now the summer time is coming, and the flowers are richly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
Blunt, Jamie Dornan, and Mr. Brian Byrne in there as well, on the clackers or whatever he was on. Brian Byrne, you're welcome, my friend.
Thanks very much, Martin. It's lovely to see you.
It is lovely to see you back. Fresh from Los Angeles.
Yes, fresh
in
Oklahoma.
Yeah. In Oklahoma. That's Wild Mountain Thyme, which is a great old tune, and listening to it there. I saw that movie recently. It's daft. It's completely daft.
Well, my involvement was, they flew me over to be a music producer on the set with Emily Blunt and Jamie Dornan and Christopher Walken. And my job was to make sure it sounded trad and that they sang and recorded them. Then I got out of there. And my job was to not cause any fuss on the set, but I almost killed Christopher Walken in my rental car. Yeah.
Really?
He was lost. It was in one of these big old places in Mayo.
Yeah.
And I was saying to my wife, Casey, wouldn't it be crazy if I ran Christopher walking over in this tiny little car?
And
he came out, he literally came out of a bush. He's like, do you know where I'd find Jamie? I'm like, no. But anyway, we got to spend time with him, and it was good crack.
I have to say, what is he like in reality? Because, yes, okay. Well, your expression tells me everything.
No, he was amazing. He was great. There was one stage, and the next day I had to conduct 20 people singing Wild Mountain Thyme. It's the final scene. I haven't seen it, haven't watched the movie yet, but I had to conduct them, and they were getting out of time, and I got to say to Christopher Walken, Mr. Walken, because they couldn't really hear the time.
Yes.
And I said, Mr. Walken, would you like more cowbell? From the famous Saturday Night Live skit that every jazz musician cults, and he just got a big grin on his face. But I watched him on the screen. They were setting up one of the shots, and I just watched him for about an hour and a half. He's so amazing to look at. Just he just sat there like, with water in front of him, and he was just interesting to look at.
Taking it all in.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
The accent wasn't the Mae West, but he's brilliant.
I actually knocked great fun out of watching him in the movie. I thought he was great. But firstly, look at you, Hollywood name dropper, in like a flash.
Well, you brought it up, so I was just throwing it back at you.
Yes, but I opened the door, you walked in.
That's it.
Fair enough. Listen, it's lovely to have you back. You're involved in all sorts at the moment. I know that Julian Lennon featured peaches in your life. Or Chabelle.
Chabelle, yeah, she's wonderful. So Julian Lennon, I'm going to Sweden with him, and I worked on his album. That's coming out soon. And
yeah.
So they.
Is this to do with a film, or is it?
No, it's the first album he's done is called Jude, and, yes. And I just wrote strings for him, recorded them in my studio in Oklahoma, actually.
Yeah.
And then all this during lockdown, I was working on an IMAX film that Liam Neeson narrated, and they wanted kind of female vocals on it, and okay. I said, we have to get Chabelle, because she's amazing. I'd heard that track that she had done.
And the Misha era, Patrick Cassidy.
The Patrick Cassidy, and yeah. I just thought, this is the real deal. And I actually lived in Ratcarn, so they're all from Ratcarn.
Did you?
Yeah, I lived there for 4 years before I went to L.A.
Did you know them?
I knew the family, but, yeah. You know.
So
I got her to sing it, and she's just incredible. So I brought you a little nugget today. That there's a track from that nobody has ever heard, and I thought, well, this is right up your alley. And
oh, that's fantastic.
We might give him
I'm a huge fan of Chabelle's.
Yeah, she's great.
And Patrick. Do you run into Patrick?
All the time. Usually at the Irish events out in Los Angeles, himself and his brother are there, and there's usually...
Frank,
there's usually a beer and whiskey involved, but yeah, he's great. He's a good old soul.
But he's an amazing talent, just like you. It is incredible to think that you're out there now, surrounded by all this glitterati, but you bring such talent to it, and you bring yourself and your great ability to it. Like the last time we talked, I love the idea. Like you can, if you never did anything else, Brian Byrne, you could say, I put music to James Joyce. It's like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm about to do that in San Francisco, actually. They're bringing me over to do that in Feinstein's in San Francisco.
Are you serious?
It's the 100th anniversary of Ulysses, is that right?
Is it Michael Feinstein's place?
And then we're doing the little gig I'm doing in Navan on Friday. I'm going to do that in Michael Feinstein's place in Los Angeles.
Right.
The night after. So, yeah, Michael Feinstein he's great. I mean, we could talk for hours, but...
He sat in the chair you're in.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, he is such an incredible archivist of all that.
Yeah, the American songbook. And Cole Porter and the Gershwins. And I came to him through the Bergmans, Alan Bergman and Marilyn Bergman, who wrote for Sinatra and Tony Bennett. And
how the heck did you come to get in touch with the Bergmans?
Well, when I moved out first, Michelle Legrand's manager, I'm going to just keep name-dropping
but it's fascinating for those of us. Okay, before we go there... Remind me, there is a Tom Petty link, or did I dream it?
There is a Tom. Yeah.
Told you.
There is. Tom Petty, I'll say it as quick as I can.
Yes.
Tom Petty's road manager was living in Navan.
Yes.
And his girlfriend needed strings, and I arranged the strings for them for free. And he said, if you ever need a favour, call me up. I called him up, said I'd love to go to America. And he goes, well, I'm working with Michelle Legrand's manager. Michelle Legrand wrote The Wind Was Your Mind, and I'm sure your audience will know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so met him, and he said, if you move to Los Angeles, I'll be your manager. This is Michelle Legrand's manager. And I did. I sold the car and moved from Ratcarn.
It's just...
The Chabelle connection. And I met, the first people I met out there, I didn't know who they were Alan and Marilyn Bergman, who wrote Yentl. They wrote The Way We Were.
Amongst the greatest songwriters in America.
All Streisand's hits. Yes. Tony Bennett, What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life? Frank Sinatra, Nice and Easy.
Yes.
These are legends.
And
they took me under their wing. And now I'm writing with Alan Bergman. This is the thing I'm doing on Friday. And Alan has written 4 songs with me. He's 97 years old.
No.
And Marilyn sadly passed away. I mean, they were Hollywood royalty when it comes to songwriting. And she was the president of ASCAP, which is the IMRO of the U.S. And big Clinton people and fundraise,
it's astonishing.
And I was kind of fell into that camp just by being in the right place at the right time.
You have to deliver.
Those records were in the house. My dad was a big Streisand fan, and so I grew up with that music and being a jazz musician, the songbook, So Feinstein, Bergman's, it's actually a very small world.
Yes, I suppose. But by the same token, it appears to us that at this remove, it's like so enormous that you would find yourself in the middle of this. But like I said, you're still delivering. Mm-hmm. I have to hear this. Hang on, we have to hear, this is Chabelle, Aaron Heron,
with lyrics by my wife, who is not Irish, but she wrote Irish lyrics. It's got Aaron Heron, and your listeners can see it.
Did you teach her Irish? Or?
No, we Googled it, and then I had Chabelle just check it, and she said it's great. She just, the pronunciation she changed, but... We Google translated it.
Now, this is from... Tell me what this is from.
So it's from an IMAX documentary that I did...
With Liam Neeson.
...called Ireland. Liam Neeson is the narrator from a company that make these big documentaries for IMAX. The last one they did was Grand Canyon with Meryl Streep. This one, Liam narrated it, and they wanted an Irish score. They asked me to do it, and it follows these kids around Ireland, and they wanted this big kind of lush Irish score, and I wanted to give them some real voice, so I got Shebale.
And I bet you were right. Thank you for the exclusive on that. I'm here with Brian Byrne, who is having a wonderful career in the States, and I'm sure plays Tom Petty music every evening when he's at home.
And morning.
Yes. Wakes up, stop dragging my heart around, or whatever the song was.
I'm down a dream.
Good for you.
All the time.
That is beautiful. Aaron the Heron from Chappelle. And thank you for the first play on that. I'm honoured.
You are welcome.
Oh,
you
I
play the best music on lyrics, so there you go.
You're very thoughtful and kind.
I say that to them all, but...
Come in. Now, listen, yeah. Ghosts Above the Canyon is the name of the show that is... Tell me where it's going to be.
Okay, so Friday, it's in the Salsas in Navan,
yes,
my hometown.
Yes,
and
sir.
And then we're doing it 2 weeks later in Feinstein's in Los Angeles.
Right.
And I'm putting the cart before the horse because the album's not recorded yet.
It's going to be an album.
It's going to be an album, and I'm writing the song. The songs are written with Alan Bergman and Stephen Sader, who is Spring Awakening. He won a Grammy... And Tony with that, and he just was nominated with Burt Bacharach. So I've got these amazing lyricists, and I'm crafting the songs. They're old style, you know, where you write the refrain and the chorus, and I want to try them out in front of people first. With Golden Hair, we just went into the studio and recorded it real quick.
Sure.
I want to road test them.
Yeah.
And no better place to do it than Navan and Los Angeles. They'll tell you if it's any good or not.
And they will. They'll be honest with you. And who's going to be with you in Navan, for example?
I have Declan O'Rourke.
Wonderful.
He's amazing. Kaz Hawkins from Belfast. She's a big powerhouse singer. Amazing.
Lovely.
Lucia Evans, who I'm sure you know from Zimbabwe and Galway.
Of course.
And my cousin William Byrne, who's great, great singer. So, and I've a jazz quartet and combo. And we're trying out the songs, and then we'll throw in a few crowd numbers for the punters in between. But
it's a very clever way of doing it, because it means that you get to get a sense of how they'll be taken, but also they're brand new. That's very exciting to be in the room.
It's
with
very
all
exciting,
that.
And it's also a hard sell to you know, will you come and pay money to see something that you've never heard before, and it, you know, you don't know if it's any good or not. But to me, that's exciting. This is like you're getting warmed up. run the marathon. The marathon is in 6 months' time. But for me, when you write a song, you're crafting a piece, you're sculpting something. It's not just going into a room and bashing it out. And, you know, so when you're writing with someone like Alan Bergman, who wrote with all these classics, John Williams and you know, Michel Legrand, all these great composers, he expects only the best. So he'll keep doing it. And his mantra is that the genius is not in the songwriting, it's in the rewriting.
Ah.
And Johnny Mercer taught him that. Johnny Mercer wrote Stardust. And,
of course. But do you sit with Alan Bergman when you're doing this together? Do you send stuff to each other? How do you do it?
Normally, pre-COVID, we would. Melody. I'd write it old school on a manuscript, and then I'd go to his house in Beverly Hills, and I'd sit up there and I'd look at all the Oscars and the things on the wall behind him, tucked away. He's you know, himself and Marilyn at the time. She sadly passed away. But we would sit and write, and then I'd go away, and he'd call me up and say, I'm going to change the lyric here. He's still doing it. He's calling me up, Brian, I'm going to change
the
last four bars.
That's just incredible.
But he's amazing. He's just such a songsmith and a wordsmith. And
I'll never retire. That's the other one.
He's 97 years old.
97.
Still writing.
Still doing it. The list is amazing. I want to play this piece that you have done with Alan Bergman. It's called Thanks.
Thanks, yeah. I mean, these are demos. These are just...
I know.
And this is Tierney Sutton, who's a Grammy Award-winning singer, one of Alan's favourite singers. And it's just to give a flavour of what it is.
Okay, don't touch anything. I want to do this, and then you will hear Thanks. It is, as you say, as Brian says, a demo, but it is the work of Brian Byrne and Alan Bergman. This is something in a sec.
Look, you've heard by now that there's something major happening in the banking industry, which will mean thousands of businesses up and down the country will have to move banks. This means that as well as change in banks, suppliers and customers will need to be notified. It's certainly not something you want to leave until the last minute. So, for a step-by-step guide on moving your business banking, search Bank of Ireland Big Move. Begin.
Bank of Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Every time you support local business, you're creating local jobs and vibrant towns and communities for future generations. Let's champion green and together we rise. Champion Green is supported by Kilkenny Design and Visa in association with Retail Excellence, Small Firms Association and Chambers Ireland. championgreen.ie.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
And now here's that piece of work called Thanks.
Winter sings and thoughts wander back. Those late, slow day nights that we had.
Actually, that's not the right one because you sent us three. This is the one we're talking about. This is the song called Thanks. See, they think it's recorded and we're live.
We are absolutely live.
Well said.
To worry, thank you.
That's a beautiful piece of music. It's very sensitive, isn't it?
Yeah, he wrote... his wife, Marilyn Monroe, who just passed away, she had Alzheimer's at the time, and he was writing this to her and about her, and she's still alive. So now that she's passed, it's very, you know, it's pretty emotional for him.
Yes.
But it's, I mean, he's amazing. Like, he's calling me up with changing lyrics and with new stuff all the time. And for a 97-year-old man, he had a stroke. He played tennis every day up until last year, you know. So
good Lord. Listen, you've told me you're going off with Julian Lennon. Jude is the name of the album, which, of course, is Hey Jude, which is the song
which was Rick Paul
written
McCartney.
For him. Paul McCartney wrote him, yeah. What's the link there? How did you end up
with
Julian?
Well, I worked with Julian on a movie called The Price of Desire about Eileen Gray, which we did here with RT Concert Orchestra, and Julian was involved, and I wrote a song with him, and we remained friends, and he just keeps calling me up and asking me to do string arrangements. So
wonderful.
I built a studio during lockdown, and we recorded it.
In L.A.?
In Oklahoma.
Okay.
Because there was nothing happening. L.A. was locked down. You couldn't get it. So we built the studio and recorded it, and I'm going to Sweden with him next week. So the reason I'm here is going to Sweden, and then I threw in this little gig too. On the way, just I thought it'd be great to try these things out.
I think it's terrific. I wish you could stay for another hour. We'll get a little taste of The Habit of You. This is just tell us what this is.
Okay, this is with Stephen Sader writing the lyrics. It's Christina Train, and again, it's a demo. It phoned in demo. She sang it into her phone, and it's The Habit of You, and it's very much in that kind of Diana Krall, that kind of songs, you know, 40s, 50s kind of sound. And it will be eventually big string orchestra like Nelson Riddle and that kind of sound right now.
But this is, as you say, the demo. Yeah. But just to mention Simon Parker this morning, by the way, well done on the Sean Cain tickets. There was a young man called Sean who woke one day with a yawn. No longer asleep, he found the first sheep and shaved it with a second-hand brawn. See the talent that's out there.
Amazing. Could have put that to music for Friday.
Keep the faith. It's been lovely talking to you today. I thoroughly enjoy it. And just a reminder, Ghost Above the Canyon this Friday, 8 o'clock, Salsa's Theatre. And thank you, Brian.
Thank you very much, Brian. I really appreciate it.
And my best to your lady wife, too, who, as you said yourself, is fast asleep as we speak.
Thank you.
Take care.
Winter sings and thoughts wander back. Those late, slow day nights that we had. Solemn and blue, dreaming for two, wide awake, and thinking crazy, crazy thoughts through the day. Hopes you know this time you should stay. Of your mouth.
That's The Habit of You, sung by Christina Train and Mr. Berlin there, and Stephen Sater as well. It's fantastic.